2. And there's a revision that they want to substitute.
Yes. From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director requesting authorization to enter into lease-to-own agreements for vehicular equipment in cooperation with the Department of Transportation and Public Works Fleet Management Division. And, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, you should all be in possession of the revised report submitted by the department.
Mr. Bateman?
The Chairman, Supervisors, for those of you who haven't met yet, Mrs. Walsleger, Pat Walsleger, is our new Deputy Director of Finance Administration. She replaces Tony Sneed, who is retired. And please explain the report.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. This report coming before you is a request to execute a lease purchase arrangement for two vehicles with, for the airport. What you're seeing before you are some conversations that happened last year. This was approved by this committee last year in a fund transfer for a half year, that's in one of the attachments, to execute this lease. Due to some timing and some other issues, we were not able to accomplish that by the end of the year. During the budget adoption process, there was a change that required that all leases now go through Fleet. And so we are working with, in cooperation with Fleet to, in fact, put together this lease. But as it's a new lease, we need to bring it before the committee for approval.
Okay, can you say what's the difference between present report and the revision? Because we want to substitute the revision report for the regular report. So can you say the difference of the two, please?
In general, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the original report, after working with the Controller, Mr. Mansky, was determined was a little too vague and would actually, it was not specific to one particular lease. What we have done in the revised report is make it very specific to the approval of one specific lease for two vehicles.
Okay, where's that, what's in the report now?
In the original report, well, in the original report, the recommendation is very general, just to allow us to, or the recommendation, I'm sorry, the resolution I should be looking at, sorry. The resolution was very general that authorized us to enter into lease-to-own agreements for vehicular equipment. If you look at the revised resolution lines, apologize. The be it resolved clause, line 72 in the revised, it authorizes us the authority to enter into an agreement in cooperation with Fleet Management Division, a lease-to-own agreement for specifically those two pieces of equipment, a sweeper and a, I'm sorry, a refuse vehicle. So it's very specific for just two. The original resolution would have allowed us to just do any. And this is conjunction. So what it adds is the very specific lease that we're requesting permission to execute.
So you started at line 67, whereas clause, you ended up at line 78.
We added some additional conversation to explain in the revised lease, or in the revised report, rather, which also fell into the resolution, the history of how we had gone about, or where these had come from.
Okay, Supervisor Marchand?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval at this time.
Are you going to substitute?
Oh, yeah. Pardon me. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to substitute the revised item for number 2, and then move approval.
Okay, we have a motion to substitute item, revised revision for item number 2. Any comments or questions? Madam Clerk, substitute item 22, the new revision. Will you please call the roll?
Wyshon.
Aye.
Furkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrijevich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes, the motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, we have a motion to approve the new revision of 22. Is there any comments or questions? If not, will you please call the roll?
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Item number 20.